It's nice there by the river. The locals called the rickety wooden structure spanning the water Million Dollar Bridge, which Brian understands is a joke and a pretty funny one, by God. Also, folks, hippie types down from the woods in Sweden, Harrison, and Waterford mostly, sometimes show up there with drugs to sell. Brian likes to get mellow, likes to get down, may it do ya, and he's down this Saturday afternoon. Not a lot, not the way he likes, but enough to give him a good case of the munchies. They have those Mars's bars at the center-level store. Nothing better for the munchies than those. He pulls out of the campground and onto Route 7 without so much as a glance in either direction, then says, "Whoops, forgot again." No traffic, though. Later on, especially after the 4th of July and until Labor Day, there'll be plenty of traffic to contend with, even out here in the boonies, and he'll probably stay closer to home. He knows he isn't much of a driver. One more speeding ticket or fender bender, and he'll probably lose his license for 6 months. Again. No problem this time, though. Nothing coming but an old pick-em-up, and that baby's almost half a mile back. "Eat my dust, cowboy," he says, and giggles. He doesn't know why he said cowboy, when the word in his mind was motherfucker, as in "eat my dust, motherfucker," but it sounds good. It sounds right. He sees he's drifted into the other lane and corrects his course. "Back on the road again," he cries, and lets loose another high-pitched giggle. "Back on the road again" is a good one, and he always uses it on girls. Another good one is when you twist the wheel from side to side, making your car loop back and forth, and you say, "Ah, geez, must have had too much cough syrup."